The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. So reliable, it just goes on and on and on.
Let me go to our next guest, who is kind of falling into a category that doesn't exist. Proud Mammies of Ireland. Sue Elkinson, good morning.
Hi, Ryan. Lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you. And, you know, we had a lovely email in the week before last from Dave McCabe, mother. He's in a band called Stolen City. He was quite sick, but he had this wonderful attitude. And equally, here you are. You emailed us to tell us about Sam. Why did you email us?
Well, I just felt it was a huge accomplishment for somebody so young and just finishing college.
Well, tell us what he did.
He had to do a short film for his end of year project.
Yeah.
And so him and the guys, the crew, they finished it before lockdown.
Good.
So then during lockdown, he decided he was going to put it into different film festivals.
Yeah.
So one of the film festivals was the Los Angeles Film Awards. And he won Best New Director.
Ah, congratulations. Holy smoke. How old is he?
He's 21.
And is it in the genes?
Oh, yes.
Go
he
on.
Didn't lick it off a stone. Right.
Go on.
His dad is in the entertainment business and I study drama in Trinity. So.
Okay. And what was his dad doing? Or what is his dad doing?
His dad is a lighting designer for bands, so he spent most of his young life on a tour bus.
Oh, I see. So he'd be well used to a camper van now if he was to travel around
very
the country.
Very well used to it.
No bother to him. So what sort of bands would you be talking about?
Oh, the Cranberries, Robbie Williams, Ariana Grande.
Great.
J-Lo.
Great. What an interesting job to light all these venues and get the lighting so important, really.
Absolutely, yeah, very important. No, his dad is brilliant. I think he gets it from his dad.
You're very humble when you say this, of course. But he needs the acting skills as well, or at least to be able to direct them. So he kind of saw rock and roll from an early age, and decided this is kind of the road he wants to take.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, he's a well travelled kid as well. You know, I mean, we travelled a lot, and you know, so yeah, he saw the world differently, I suppose.
And was that he's an only child?
He is an only child.
Not a lonely child. We've been down this road before.
We have quite a few years ago, Ryan.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
He turned out okay.
He turned out okay. The boy done good, as they don't say correctly. We spoke about that only child versus lonely child. How long ago was that?
He was 14 at the time.
Amazing.
He was in second year. Yeah. I mean, now he is quite like, he'd be down your street. You know, he's very nerdy and,
great.
You know, he's into reading and all that kind of thing. And, you know, he did go to a rugby school, but of course he didn't have no interest in anything
great.
That.
Yeah, he's ticking all the right boxes here. Yeah, go
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. He wrote for the newspaper.
Yeah.
He was editor of the newspaper.
Is he my son? Have you something to tell me? No, but I love that because, you know, it feels like the revenge of the nerd sometimes. But it's not about revenge. It's simply saying that, you know, sometimes at school you just get on with it and you enjoy it. I mean, I love school and so on. But you mightn't shine in a way that you will when you're a little bit older, possibly.
Absolutely.
Or find your groove. He
really found his groove when he started uni. You know,
right.
He found his people kind of thing. And they're all...
And they were all into movies and books and all the things he liked. Oh,
yeah, sure. We had them all here at the weekend. We had kind of a wrap party and then we had a screening of their movies because none of them had seen their shorts all together.
Yeah.
So we had a screening here at the weekend and we had a kind of a party for the whole lot of them. So, yeah, it was very cool.
And his name is Sam.
Yes.
And does he speak English?
He does.
So why am I talking to you about his success?
Exactly.
Is he there? Sam, good morning.
Hi, Ryan. How are you doing?
Listen, I hope you didn't mind us talking behind your back like that. We just needed to figure out something. Because obviously I spoke to your mother when you were 14 years old about being a non-lonely only child.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, like, I don't know, I've always been quite good in my own company and just quite good at entertaining myself. If anything, lockdown's actually been, like, somewhat okay for me, like, all things considered.
No, but it's amazing how lockdown has suited a particular personality. I think the already, not introverted is probably the wrong word, but as you say, comfortable in your own company/skin, the lockdown has not been an enemy.
I think so, yeah. Like, there's definitely a certain kind of person who, you know, like, just kind of thrives in their own environment and kind of just being by themselves. So for some people, I can definitely see why, you know, the whole situation that we're in would be, you know, kind of okay to deal with.
Now that you're 21, as opposed to 14 when we spoke about you behind your back the last time, do you feel as a young adult now that you missed out on not having brothers and sisters, if that's not too inelegant a question, or did you think that you get other benefits from being an only child?
I don't really feel like I missed that, to be honest. I mean, like, if ever I sort of just had a thought about, you know, like, oh, I wonder what it would have been like if I was just sort of talk to the family, and then just by the very end of it, kind of just think to myself, no, I think I'm kind of happy enough with the way that things are. And to be honest, like, I never really felt too lonely about things because I always had like a decent circle of friends that I could, you know, kind of hang out with, chat to, and just talk about the stuff that was kind of on my mind, or, you know, just like just generally hang out with. So no, yeah, I mean, like, loneliness, for I feel so awful saying it now, just like listening to all the all those lovely texts that you were reading out earlier about people being lonely during the lockdown makes me feel a bit selfish. It never really was a problem for me.
It also, in that sort of genealogical sliding doors sense, if you had, say, two brothers or a sister or any class of sibling, you may not have been receiving an award, you know, recently for the short film. So, que sera, sera sort of vibe.
I suppose.
And tell us about the short film.
So, yeah, I finished a 3-year course up at Griffith College Dublin. And I was in the film and TV production course up there. And for our, the end of year project, we had quite a small class. So everybody was assigned to do one short film. So the short film that I made is called Silent Starling. And that's the thing that I'm chatting to you about today. It's a movie about a girl who thinks that her voice is cursed because every time that she speaks to someone, something bad happens to the person that she speaks to.
Really?
So she's kind of, yeah, yeah. So
it's kind of Twilight Zone-y, isn't it?
Little bit, I like, yeah, that. I mean, I think it's a little bit more uplifting than some stuff you might see in the Twilight Zone, but it kind of does exist in that sort of weird, like, how would I describe it? A story that looks simple, but has sort of a strange kind of mystical kind of twist on it.
And is it did you write it as well as direct it?
I did, yeah, yeah. Yes, I did. I've had this idea, I had the idea in my head for about maybe a year before I put it down on paper. I had a preliminary script done before I went into into my last year, and then the whole last year was just redrafting until I thought it was perfect.
Okay, I mean, it sounds like a fascinating prospect for a feature length film, let alone a short. But it obviously was very well received. Tell us about the award.
Yeah, so I saw that a few other people in my year were starting to circulate their own films into short festivals and just. Either local festivals in Ireland or international stuff. So I, after a bit of research, I came across the Los Angeles Film Awards, which is a monthly film awards festival that encompasses American films and international films. So on a whim, I kind of put in Silent Starling for the Best New Director, Best First Time Director Award. Got the notification at the start of the month that it actually won it.
Congratulations! How did that feel?
I think my initial reaction was I walked into the kitchen and like my mum was just there. I just said, listen, whatever you're doing right now, I need you to stop and I need you to look at something. So it was shock and then joy, and then it was just immediately texting everybody on the crew saying thank you so much for all the work that you did.
Right, you need some class of rap party, socially distanced rap, but not rap party, but certainly a some crack some night soon to congratulate yourselves on that. Well done.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you very much. You know, without a great team of people behind you, you know, like you can't really get a lot of things done. So you know, it was just really nice to.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm sure it's true. tell me this. What was it like working with the Muppets?
Oh,
I mean, yeah. Honestly, there's a note of envy in my voice here because I'm obviously a total fanboy with the Muppets. So tell me, you worked on the Muppets Live?
I'll try and put you in the moment as best as
would
I
you
can.
Mind? Would you mind taking me there?
No, 100%. Let me set the scene for you.
Please
so
do.
It was 2018, mm-hmm. And it was technically, I think, my first paid job. My dad had gotten a gig with doing an arena show that was with the Muppets. Yeah. So I came on board as basically an assistant to the video director and the lighting director, and as a camera operator. So it was, yeah, it was quite crazy, you know, like seeing the seeing performers switch between like six different personalities depending on what puppet they have on and what they're doing. It was mad.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you got to, I hope you got some good photographs. I'd say you got, that must have been a nice crew shot at the end of that production.
Yeah, there's a couple that will probably never see the light of day just because I'm scared of what might happen. But there's...
So what's the plan, Sam? Is it movie making? I presume straight into the real world now?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. There's a small gang of us now that we're finished, who our end goal is to start a small production company together. I'm hard at work at the moment now, writing out the script for a feature film. A few of my other friends are doing the same thing. So, you know, lockdown is kind of like the premier time for us to really kind of knuckle down and get our ideas down on paper and have, you know, these cool, interesting stories that we can tell as soon as either as soon as this is all over.
It's going to be great. And Sue, have you been planning your outfit for the Oscars in 10 years or 5 years? Is that the...
All I want is that Oscar bag.
Oh, you want bag? Oh, God. Oh, my. Sue, I didn't realize you were so superficial, but now I know. This is great. It's an enlightening phone call.
Walk in, take the bag, and then just leave.
Yeah. I'm here for the bag. Listen, I'm going to leave it there. I'm very happy for you both, and obviously for your dad, Sam, as well, for the three of you. Thanks for sharing the story. And Sue, the proud mother, appreciate you taking the time to be in touch with us.
Thanks so much, Ryan. You're very good.
We'll talk again soon, no doubt. Sam, Sue, thanks for your time. See you later.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Sue Atkinson and her son, Sam Burke, joining us on the phone. Back in a minute.